It's Friday, the 26th of September, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 5 p.m. news. The local economy grew by 1.6% in quarter two, a slowdown from 3.3% in the same quarter last year. According to the Namibia Statistics Agency, the economy expanded to 64.8 billion Namibia dollars, up from the 58.8 billion recorded in quarter two of 2024. Growth was driven by the tertiary sector, which saw a 3.9% increase. NSA spokesperson Miriam Shihepo has the details.
The performance during the quarter under review is mainly attributable to the tertiary industries that recorded a growth of 3.9% in real value added, compared to a 5% growth recorded in the corresponding period of 2024. Now, the performance in the tertiary industries was mainly observed in sectors of wholesale and retail trade, 5.2% compared to 9.1%. Education at 5.6% from 1%, and then financial service activities 5% compared to 9.1%, and public administration and defense 3.7% in comparison to 4.3%.
The Government Institutions Pension Funds, Edwin Shiramba, has advised Namibians to save beyond pension funds, warning that many retirees face a 15% income drop and ongoing debts like mortgages or car loans. Speaking at the launch of the Retire Wise booklet by the Financial Literacy Initiative, he stressed that retirement planning is key to maintaining one's standard of living.
I think many of us comfortably say, I already have a retirement option with GIPF. I do not need more. That is the first mistake we all make. It is not enough. What you have saved up through your retirement fund, I can already comfortably tell you now, it's not enough. Why is it not enough? Because the experience has been that we lead our lives into retirement like we did not retire. We do not take care of that mortgage or the bond. We do not pay off that car. We never built a retirement home.
The civil rights organization Cape Forum says the South African Khoi and Sun groups must begin to act in ways that will put an end to the mockery that is being made of them over, among other things, mutual disputes over positions and traditions. Cape Forum chairperson Heinrich Weingard.
It will be a struggle to get South Africans and also the broader colored community to accept and respect the rightful and just cause and struggle of the indigenous communities, particularly when it comes to recognition and when it comes to the restoration of their land rights.
U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Christopher Lando said on Thursday Washington supports investments in disputed Western Sahara, where Morocco has been building infrastructure to attract foreign investors. The long-frozen conflict pits Morocco, which considers the territory as its own, against the Algeria-backed Polisario Front, which wants an independent state in the area. And India's oil purchases are under growing scrutiny as Washington maintains high tariffs and sanctions.
Indian officials visiting Washington have conveyed that cutting Russian supplies without opening alternative access to Iranian or Venezuelan oil would leave India with too few options, according to a report by Bloomberg. New Delhi has also warned that blocking all three sources at once could send global oil prices soaring. India has also reportedly signaled interest in stepping up purchases of American oil and gas as part of its energy diversification strategy. Kshitij Nagar, New Delhi.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.